sir, you have a history with this race.
Yeah.
How would you describe your involvement with the 6 and 10 day race here in New York?
I guess I just enjoy the challenge, you know. I feel like in life I'm looking for some kind of a quest or a, you know, some kind of, I don't know, something to challenge yourself. So I really enjoy these races, and I mean, you definitely have your really hard times where you just want to give up and go and sit on the bed and and not take another step. But
first time you came here,
yeah,
you were a helper, right?
Yes, actually, yeah, with a girl from Slovenia, and I think you just get this feeling that you kind of meant for this kind of world, I guess. and I just instantly wanted to come back, you know. And I think a lot of the helpers get that experience too.
Okay.
And they get involved that way.
When you were a helper, were you doing any kind of miles, or you were just kind of a recreational runner at the time?
I've always just run just for enjoyment, really. You know, I guess sometimes these races can bring forth a little bit of your competitive spirit sometimes, even though you try not to, but but always just for enjoyment, you know. And yeah, so
when do you think that you felt that you really wanted to begin challenging yourself? Was there an event that started, precipitated the you being a multi-day runner yourself?
Well, I guess Sri Chinmoy, you know, how we just always spoke about transcendence, and you know, if you start just running a few miles, then next week try and run a little bit more, and then you always look up to the really great runners, you know, like the Madhapran and Yanis Kuros and Sandy Barwick and all those people who are just like, you know, so much better than everyone else. It's just, and they've really got something, you know. It's, they've just got this focus, and they can bring down some kind of energy, you know. So, I mean, Madhapran was just saying last night that for him, running is just a meditation, you know. I mean, I listen to music sometimes, but he doesn't need any of that, you know. It's just, he says he gets up in the morning and he just runs 10 miles, and that's the first thing he does without doing anything else in the day, you know. It's just his meditation, so.
You had obviously a lot of experience running races now, really all over the world, right?
Oh, I guess so. I mean, I've only really done 6 multi-days, so.
Is this 6 or is this number 7?
This is 6. So, one in Australia and a couple in South Africa. And, I mean, 24 hours, one in Germany and a few other places, so.
What do you think sets apart this race from any of the other races you've participated or had experience with?
You know, I try not to compare because, you know, whenever you're running, it's just enjoyable, you know. The races anywhere are really nice, but this, the Sri Chinmoy races, I think the service, you know, people that totally put themselves out to help the runners, and just the fact that, I don't know, it's just a different feeling at these races. It's really, and I suppose it's more meditative than competitive, you know.
And you mentioned that the idea of self-transcending yourself. Look upon the running as something that, as a way of working on yourself spiritually, emotionally?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that I'm not going to be running forever, but maybe the next 20 years. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep doing races, but I always run, you know, every day, because it's basically just a way to get happiness. Some people don't need it, you know, but for me, I feel like I'm quite a physical kind of person. Like I need to do something active to as part of my meditation, because I often find meditation in itself quite difficult. You know, just sitting and trying to calm your mind. And
sure, absolutely.
Quite hard. So, yeah.
Is there any experience that you had you might share that Sri Chinmoy might have encouraged you or inspired you in any specific way to be part of this kind of world, or had something in her completely?
I guess it's more of just an inspiration. Like you know, you just feel this inner compulsion, you know, to enter the races. And definitely there's been times when, you know, rather than words,
no experience with this kind of event and said, you know, gosh, it's pretty crazy going up there trying to run for 10 days.
Yeah.
How would you best explain why it's necessary and good to do something like this?
Well, you know, I remember Sri Chinmoy saying, just because not everyone is doing something, it doesn't mean it's wrong. You know, it's just, sometimes when I think of the world, you realize why you've run it, because you've got this kind of calmness and happiness and appreciation for everyone, and the, you know, whereas, you know, sometimes when we get caught up in just the mundane world, you know, you're just going through the motions, but you're not really living to your full potential, or, you know, so I feel like maybe in 20 or 30 years time, so many more people will be doing these races, you know, and it'll be more like the marathon now.
So. Is there a number in terms of distance that you're trying to achieve, or is it just...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I always try and shoot for a pretty high goal, but, you know, often, every day you can get a little bit disappointed if you don't get your mileage, so, you know, I do split up the day in 6-hour intervals and try and reach a certain goal, but you know, you have to let it go. Often, just about every day, I have to let the goal go because it's just too high. So I feel like I'm a little runner, you know, just hoping to learn from the better runners, you know, and get better every year, but we'll see what happens.
Being home, being here in Flushing Meadow, or
definitely. I mean, but I really feel like anywhere in the world you can feel like you're at home if you're happy and, you know, feeling peaceful. Because, you know, I feel like there's kind of race anywhere. You know, even though here it's quite special, but. You know, I think anywhere in the world you can either choose to be miserable or just choose to be happy. I know it sounds really dumb, but, you know, it's kind of more of an inner thing, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, I like that a lot. I'm going to be annoying you by taking some pictures.